The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? Or when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did it for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And a little thought for you for the day. Make a study of all the major religions of the world, and you'll discover that all the religions of the world teach three levels of morality. Three levels of morality. The first goes something like this, the lowest of all level of morality. It says, don't do evil because you don't want people to do evil back to you. So don't hit someone because you might get hit back. And don't steal because you might get caught. This is the morality of command and obey. And like all moralities of command and obey, we want to ask, how far can I go before I break the rule, right? Because the motive for the lowest level of morality is yourself. But we can take it up a step higher. There's a higher level of morality. The second level, and it goes something like this. It says, don't do evil because it's not fair. So don't hit people because people deserve better than that. And don't steal from people because, you know, what kind of a world do you want to live in after all? This is humanitarian morality. This is the morality of the Senate Ethics Committee or the morality of the UN. It's a step higher, and its motive is abstract principles like fairness and justice. But we can take it a step higher. The highest level of morality is don't do evil because you ought to act like God. This is high and rare. And what's its motive? Its motive is the love of God. Now, it might surprise you to learn that all the religions of the world teach all three levels of morality. That third level is not unique to us. But you want to know what is unique to us? It's the level that Jesus raises it to today. When he says, whatever you do to the least of my brethren, that is what you do to me. No other religion in the world says anything at all like that. You will never hear Buddha saying, whatever you did to the poor, that's what you did to the Buddha. And you'll never hear Confucius saying, whatever you did to the vulnerable, that's what you did to Confucius. This is a quantum leap above everything else that has ever come before it. First reading is it's a quantum leap above what you heard in the first reading, too. First reading from Leviticus, it sounds like you're hearing the Ten Commandments, but it's not the Ten Commandments. It's an extended commentary on the Ten Commandments, because God knows that most of us are living our lives down at that first level of morality, the level of command and obey, in which we say to ourselves, what's the least that I have to do before I break the rule? So God spells it all out, right? Don't steal and don't defraud and don't take from a day laborer and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because it's not yet the love of God. It's still just command and obey. And Jesus calls us to the love of God. But it's hard to know what it means to love God, isn't it? It's hard to know what it means to love God. So he tells us. He tells us that if you want to love God, you can do it by loving your neighbor. Our deepest motive for anything is always personal. You know what the deepest motive is for reforming your life? Stop and think about who's depending on you. Stop and think about who you're hurting by not reforming your life. So here's a little thought for you for Lent. Don't just focus on what you're doing. Focus more, rather, on who you're doing it to. At the Last Judgment, as we heard, there's going to be a lot of surprises. Both the saved, this is the most amazing thing, both the saved and the damned are equally surprised. And they say, Lord, I didn't know I was doing it to you. Well, you and I, we can start getting ready right now by taking our Lord's commandment to heart and helping us to remember that our faith is less of a task to be completed and more of a love response. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Gregory of Narek, pray for us.